Locker room chats continue here on 103.9 KNZA for the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Printer Profit. Alongside me here is head coach of the Sabetha Lady Blue Jays, Rachel Wartenberger. The locker room chat is here provided by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Service. Coach, it's been a pair of games last time we talked. Losses to the Rossville Bulldogs and the Jefferson West Tigers. Coach, tell me about these last two Big East League games.
Yeah, you know, I finally feel like our girls are really starting to get the flow of the offense. I've been really pleased with what we've done offensively. We continue to work hard on defense. You know, we just have play in a league that has some really good shooters, and so they can expose us. But overall, you know, I know we didn't come out with wins, and honestly, sometimes it doesn't even look like we compete well, but I've been super pleased with the way our girls have played the last couple games.
You talk about good shooters, of course, having one on your team. Paxton Michaels went 5-12 outside the arc against Jefferson West. She's got 8-9 threes these past two games. How important is it to have her confidence continue to soar here, especially with this season coming down to a close here soon?
Yeah, you know, Paxton's been an integral part of our team all year, and we've counted on her to shoot well. We need her to continue to shoot well. We need Kira Keim to shoot well. We just need to be able to put the ball in the basket to give ourselves a chance to be in the game at the end. And so super proud of Paxton. And yeah, she went through a slump early in the season, so just happy for her and what she's been able to do the last couple games.
Upcoming here, a matchup against Perry LeCompton on Friday. It'll be your last game in the Big East. So not only tell me, you know, some keys here, how to finish well in the Big East with this matchup here coming up against Perry LeCompton, but then kind of evaluate yourselves and the team here this season in the Big East play coming down to an end here this Friday.
Yeah, you know, against Perry, it's going to be a challenge to the girls, just like every other game. Hey, if we do things well, which we are starting to kind of put the whole game together, if we do things well, we're going to give ourselves the chance to be in the game at the end. And that's all I've asked for them, is to keep getting better and at the end of the season be in a position where we feel like this is where we could compete. And so I think Perry is a game we can do that, again, if we play well and do the things we need to. Overall, you know, again, from the outside looking in, I know the season doesn't look super successful, but I have been super proud of the way the girls have continued to compete and continue to build a program that we can continue to build on in the years to come.
Last four games of this season upcoming, 3 out of 4 of those games are at home. How important is it to have, you know, some games at home coming up right before postseason begins?
Yeah, you know, that was one thing I was talking about earlier with the girls, is, hey, we're pretty lucky here. We get to play at home. We don't have to travel. We don't have the away games that, you know, you can kind of get tired and worn out. And so we're going to take advantage of that. We face some sickness, as I'm sure other teams have. But, yeah, just take advantage of the little things that we can, again, that play in our favor and help to really finish the season strong and as good as we can.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you here for joining us for week number 9 of our Locker Room Chats.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That was head coach of the Sabetha Blue Jays, Rachel Wartenberger of the girls. Again, upcoming here for Sabetha, it's Perry LeCompton on Friday, and then next Tuesday against the Hiawatha Redhawks.